Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God. And God gave me that name, Mrs. Fabulous. He gave me fabulous. And others down through time has added the Miss Fabulous. Oh, but I praise God for that fabulous name. Because what it does, it keeps me encouraged. That's what it do for me. It keeps me encouraged. Praise God. Because, you know, you can't be down and fabulous at the same time. You're going to have to lift your head up. And so I praise God. That's what fabulous, the word, does for me. It lifts me up. Praise God. It can't stay down. So you can't keep a good woman down. And I praise God for that on today. And then the Lord gave me to name my ministry. And I said, name it what, Lord? And he said, fabulous, because that's who you are. Fresh touch, because if people touch your life, that's exactly what they're going to get, a fresh touch. So Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry was born under the direction of the Lord, and I sure do thank him. And then he told me who I am. So that I am not in competition with nobody. And I praise God for that. I am just striving to live this life. Praise God. That one day, amen, amen, that I will be able to go home and live in the room, in the mansion that God has prepared for me. And so I'm praising him on today that I am that customer service agent for him. And what I do is service souls. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's about servicing souls, the souls, praise God, that's out there. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that need to be encouraged. Somebody told me one time that God has blessed me to be for the underdog. So whoever you are, whoever you are, praise God. And you need a lift. All you have to do is go to my website and leave me a message, leave me a phone number, or praise God, you can email me. My website is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And my email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God. And you can go there, send me an email, or send me a message, and I will call. I love to encourage others. And I know we're in this pandemic, and lots of people have lost loved ones. Praise God. And you just need somebody to say and tell you about the goodness of God, that he's yet good, that he's yet worthy of praise. Even though we're going through these different situations, but God, he's still worthy of the praise. And we want to continue to praise him. I want to continue to encourage you and lift you up before the Lord. Praise God, because he's the only one. He's the only one that knows how to heal a heart. Praise God. God is the only one. Man don't know how to do it. Praise God. Sometimes we don't even know what to say when others lose a loved one. But God knows. He knows what to say. He knows just what to do. And so I praise God for you on this afternoon. And if you are wanting to be involved in prayer, or you have a prayer request, you can go to my website, or you can do it through my email. But we pray each morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 until. And I say until because it's whatever God say. Oh, praise God, being led by the Holy Spirit to direct us every morning. I ask God for his anointing, and I ask him for his leading and his guidance in the prayer that he would give us just how to administer, praise God, to one another. And God is doing just that. And I praise God for it. Some of the warriors this morning, they were reminiscing, one of the ladies. And I thank God for testimonies of where God has brought us and what he's doing. Just like our topic today, from Egypt to the promised land. Praise God. One of the ladies on the prayer line this morning, said she had been reminiscing on last evening of where God brought her from. She had had a stroke, praise God, and she couldn't remember different things. Oh, but this morning, and she said, I was reminiscing. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Of where God has brought me from. She said, I hate to say it, that it took the stroke, praise God, to make me realize the goodness of God. And she said, I hate to say that, I thank God for it. She said, but I do. Praise God, because of where God has brought me to. And here I am, couldn't remember the different things, but here I am on this morning reminiscing of where God has brought me from. And so I just thank God for the testimony of that sister on this morning. And then another one testified, praise God, of how that it was a year ago in September that she had joined the prayer group, praise God, and how that the changes and how the difference God has made in her life. And we could go on and on and on about the goodness of God and where he has brought us from. So as we go into looking at the topic for today, from Egypt to the promised land. But before we get into it, let's just have a word of prayer, thanking the Lord for where he has brought us from. Most gracious Father, on this another Wednesday, thank you, hallelujah, for where, Lord Jesus, you have brought us from, what you've done for us, God, and how that you continue, thank you, Lord, to bless us. Thank you that we're not discouraged, but we are encouraged, oh God, in you. Yes, yes, Lord, we are in this pandemic, oh, but you, God, you are in us. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of us, God. Thank you for it on today, God. Nobody but you, Lord. We ask your blessings for the families, oh God, that you would have mercy today, that you would have mercy today, God. Help us to humble ourselves, oh God. Turn from our wicked ways that you might heal our land, God. Thank you for the healing of our lands, oh God. Thank you for the saints on today. Look on the people that have lost loved ones, God. Have mercy upon them, God. Encourage their hearts all today, God. Heal their hearts, God. Only you can do that, God. Only you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know how to touch them. You know when to touch them. You know how long to touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God, in your name today, God. We ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, everything that we have done, said, thought, acted, God, that was displeasing to you. Forgive us, oh God, and we thank you for your forgiveness, on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And help us to forgive, God, as you forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we sure do thank you, and we magnify you for this time that you have given us to share, to encourage your people on today, Father, and we thank you. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on this Wednesday, 2 days before the celebration of your birth begins. Thank you. 2 days before celebration. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be about your business. Praise God. Help us to be about it in your name on today, God. And we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praises. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we thank you. And amen and amen. So today we're talking about our topic on this podcast is from Egypt to the promised land. God made promises to us. There, throughout his word, throughout the Bible, God has made promises to us. Praise God. They're for us. The promises of God, they are for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, from Egypt to the promised land. What does your land look like? Praise God. Does it need a healing that you might obtain the promises of God? Where did God bring you out of? Did he bring you out of your Egypt? Or are you yet in your Egypt and you want to be brought out? Well, that can happen too. God can bring you out of your Egypt. If you're already out of your Egypt, praise God. If you want to come out of your Egypt, come on. Praise God. He is the same God. And I think it was saying that I was reading, it said 430 years after, praise God, the children of Israel cried out to God for God to bring them out of Egypt because of the mistreatment that was going on toward them. Are you being mistreated? Oh, praise God. Is there somebody that's mistreating you? Give it to Jesus. Praise God. Give it to him. He said it's like, and we continue on in the Lord. We give it to him, and then we move forward. Keep on doing what God has given us to do. And he said it's just like pouring coals on their own heads when they mistreat us. When you're doing all you know how to live on God's program, praise God. People are in bad shape when they go against what God would have. And so we just praise God. So if God brought you out of your Egypt, and look what he did. Look what God did to the enemies of Israel, of the Israelite. You know, the enemy, you know, he don't care who he used. He used the king, Pharaoh. He used him. God even hardened his heart. Praise God, the more, amen, to bring forth the testimony of the children of Israel. They witnessed what God did. They witnessed what he did, how he brought them out, how he parted the Red Sea and allowed them to walk across on dry land. Praise God. Thank you. Are you praising God that he may bring you out of your Egypt on dry land? Praise God, praise God. And then look what he did to the enemies of the Israelites. He allowed them, the Israelites, to walk across on dry land. And then he closed up the Red Sea. You ain't got to worry about your enemies. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep doing what God is giving you to do. And be encouraged. You know, David had to encourage himself. He had to pat his own self on the back and know what God had done for him. And we have to know what God has done for us and keep on walking in the way of the Lord. So from Egypt to the Promised Land, and this is Recover All Wednesday. The Lord gave me a topic for each day for inspiration. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Just like with David. David prayed when they had came and took his family and the children out of the camp. And he prayed. And you know what? The men that were there with him, they went against him. They went against him. But David had to encourage himself. We too. He said, arm ourselves likewise. Put on the full armor. Dress in it. The full armor of God. Dress in it. So David had to encourage himself. And then he went to the Lord and asked God, should I pursue? And God told him, yes. And recover all. So this is Recover All Wednesday. So you can recover. Praise God. Maybe you came out of Egypt, but then you got discouraged. You didn't have nobody to encourage you to go on to your promised land, the promises of God. Well, here I am today to encourage you that maybe you came out of your Egypt, but you haven't got to your promised land yet. Well, Jeremiah 29:11 comes to mind, and it tells us that God knows. He knows the promises. Praise God. And he knows the thoughts. Praise God. And he knows the plan that he has for us. And it's to bring us, woo, yes, Lord, yes, yes, it's to bring us to an expected end. So God wants to prosper us and bring us to our promised land. Will we let him? Will we let him bring us out of our Egypt? Praise God. He's a mighty good leader. Praise God. He was the one that called Moses and then prepared Moses. But you know, the people had to go through some things. The Pharaoh, he took them through. Yes, he did. He took them through. He took away the straw that they were making bricks with. It took the straw to make the bricks and to make it a little bit easier. But Pharaoh, he took the straw. He took the straw. Have you had anybody to take from you and striving to harm you? Well, praise God. That's all right. That's all right. Because the Lord said, you meant it as evil unto me, but God, he'll bring it to good if we trust him. So we have to keep trusting God. Keep believing. Keep depending on him. Praise God. And he will bring us to our promised land out of Egypt. He wants to catapults us to that promised land, to the promises that God has for us, that land. Praise God. He said, and I was thinking as I reminisced on today, how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt after hearing the prayers of the mistreatment that was going on in their lives. We can reminisce too, right? It reminds me of where and how God brought me out of my Egypt. And I thank him today for bringing me out. God, he brought me out in my mind. Praise God. He brought me out of low self-esteem. Praise God. Out of shyness. God brought me out of that. Praise God. No way in the world that I would be here today talking to you on this podcast, except the Lord did it for me. Now I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to tell you of the God that I serve. Praise God. And he's no respecter of persons. If he do it for one, he'll do it for the other. Praise God. And Acts 13 and 17, he made them into a great people doing their stay in Egypt, right in the midst of Egypt, right in the midst of your Egypt, in the midst of situations. God will make us great. We just hold on to him, trust him, depend on him. He said in the midst of the situation, God will make a great people out of us, just as he did with them. And with an uplifted arm, he led them out of that land. God used Moses, and with an uplifted hand, when he got tired, with his arms lifted up as the Red Sea was parted, well, his comrades, they held up his arms, praise God, so that they wouldn't come down. And God delivered them. Praise God. He didn't have to do it. Amen. But God, he did it completely. He led them out. And you better believe that God is in the plan. He said from our mother's womb, it was already predestined and already predestined who we are to be and what we are to do. But we have to follow the plan. We have to trust God that he knows what's best for us. And a lot of times we said we can't trust what we don't see. But you get in the word. God will give you new eyes. He'll give you new sight that you can see through his word, because the word of God is him. It's him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His word is him. And he give us new sight to see the things that we see differently when we look at it through the lens that God gives us. Praise God. So then we'll be able to see it differently. Praise God. Where God tell us, he knows the plan that he has for us, and it is to prosper us and bring us to an expected end. He will prosper us where we are, on our way to the promises God has for us. I see you in your promised land, and you look better. Praise God. You look better. Praise God, because you have allowed God to bring you out of your Egypt. Oh, praise God. And your Egypt is whatever you were into, whatever you were doing, praise God, before you met the Lord, whatever God brought you out of. He destroyed those who did not believe. God opened up the Red Sea and allowed the children of Israel to cross over on dry land. That was their testimony. Where is your testimony of how God brought you up out of your Egypt? I want you to email me or go to my website and let me know. Tell me how God, share with me your testimony of how God brought you out of your Egypt. Praise God. I want to hear it. I want to hear your testimony of how God brought you out. Every one of us have an Egypt of where God has brought us from to a promised land. Exodus 3 and 81 says, I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptian and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And that's where God wants to bring us. He wants to bring us to that promised land in Him. Praise God. To have Christ in our lives is better than money. It's better than anything. When you can go to bed at night and not worry, but have peace and have joy, tell me that that's not better than money. Praise God. The peace of God. To go to bed at night with a smile on the inside of your heart instead of worry. I've been there. Where every night I used to go to bed with worry. How am I going to do this? How this going to get done? And how that going to get done? So the Lord brought me out of that Egypt. He brought me out of that Egypt. Yes, I'm still human. And yes, I still have situations to come up in my life. But I don't handle them like I used to. God brought me out of that Egypt. Praise God. So I go to bed with a smile in my heart, praising God, thanking Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell Him about it, and I move on. And I thank God for that, how that He's brought me out of my Egypt. And if God did it for me, He will do it. He will do it for you, for He is no respecter of person. Every one of us have Egypt, or where God has brought us from to a promised land. Exodus 3 and 8, I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptian and to bring them out of the land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 6 and 6, therefore, tell the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians and deliver you from their bondage. God will deliver us from the bondage of sin and the hope that sin, praise God, have on us. He'll deliver us. Thank you, God. Allow God to deliver you from that bondage of sin, from the bondage of others holding things over you. Let God set you free. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. God wrought mighty acts that they witnessed God doing. God wants to do the same thing in our lives. He wants us to have a testimony of what He's done and doing in our life. But we have to let God. Oh, praise God. What has God given you? Write me, email me, or go to my website. Just what God has done for you. It was God's leading Moses as to what to do. God even hardened Pharaoh's heart. The enemy is on his job. Let us be on ours. Dressed in God's designer word, Exodus 12 and 41, at the end of the 430 years, God brought them out. He is no respecter of person. He did it for the Israelites, and He will do it for you and I. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray on today. And amen and amen. I pray, God, that this will encourage you from Egypt to the promised land. Have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday on today. Bye-bye now.